Oh, what do you got there? Oh, is that the controls for the cameras and stuff? Oh, cool.
You guys ready? Call this city council meeting of June 5th, 2023 to order at 5:59 and 35 seconds or something. Would you please rise for a private invocation and pledge of allegiance following? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, is there any citizen that would like to get up and speak under the citizen input section of the meeting? Hearing none, we'll move on to roll call. Jonathan Erickson texted me and would like to be excused from tonight's meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Moving on, for approval of the agenda for tonight.
I'll make the motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The consent agenda. Do I hear a motion for consent agenda approval?
I'll make the motion for the approval of the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Moving on to current business. We have a presentation be given to us by Abner, a short, concise presentation.
Hello, council. Oh, that's loud. So the Parks and Rec Department sought after and were awarded the 8 to 9 year old state Little League tournament July 28th. And the Public Works Department has been going all out, trying to get the ball fields updated and get them all going. One of the key parts of the tournament and the future tournaments is sound system out there. We currently don't have a sound system there, and we're seeking to get a sound system for the ball fields. We didn't seek an expensive solution, so I just want to make that clear. We're just looking for something that's going to provide good audio quality, that's not gonna be super expensive. We'd like to have it installed before July 27th or 28th, which is the state Little League. So we're trying to get this rushed through. I did try to get, you know, three or more quotes. Two didn't respond. I did get one from Ted Brown Music and one from Omar Gomez, which is a local here in Othello. Omar's done a few things for the city. He does the events out here, like the Miracle on Main Street. He also does 4th of July and things like that. And I think he primarily does sound for Bethel Church. And he's a pretty good sound guy, and I kind of trust his judgment on things. His fee for installation is $1,000, and the parts were about $13,288, which I think we're going to go with. Today, we're not approving a contract with him. We're just approving the amount that we can spend so that we can get this done. The amount we're looking for is $18,000. We do have to put in a rack so that we can install the equipment at the ball fields, and that's about $1,500. We do have funds in ARPA, And I think that's what Spencer was kind of pushing for in the ARPA fund, if council was agreeable to that. I could take any questions.
Why aren't you approving a contract with Omaha?
He didn't provide a contract. These were just quotes, is what I got on a short notice. We're just trying to get this done as soon as possible. They said we need a sound. So this is what we got. I don't think this amount needs a contract for sound equipment. So I
think you need to have something in writing, not just say, hey, do this and here's your money.
Yeah, we wouldn't pay up front either, so.
Do we have like the size of the speakers and everything that's going in?
Yeah, they gave a quote. So if you go to the attachments, there's quotes by both companies that spell out what the equipment is. And they're both similar.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed out.
Bless you.
Oh, yeah. It opens paper.
Yeah, it's basically, it's four speakers, and then we have four mixers, that for one for each announcer, and four microphones for each announcer, and they each have their own mixer so they can put themselves louder or softer. And then the wireless microphone would be for like an event, like the opening day, where they could go out to the field, and that would come out to through all four speakers. Mm-hmm. So there's a aggregator, and that would go out to all four speakers. That was the main intent for the sound system.
I've done a lot of work through with Omar, because I used to do quite a bit of events through Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
And he's done, I mean, huge events. He does, in the fair. He does, sets up all the sound there. He's done many in weddings and everything. So his experience is great.
Yeah.
So he knows very well what's needed for something like that. Now, I know there's four windows. If you're announcing each game at the same time, is it going to clash with each other, or how's that going to work?
My guess is yes.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
I don't think it's meant to announce all four games at once.
Okay.
I think you would announce one or the other on opposite ends if you're going to announce two. But most of the time, you're probably just going to announce one. So the person would be at the window. You would lower all the rest, and you would present from one. If you're on this field, you're going to go to this field, but the announcer should be able to go to each one.
Yeah.
I would suspect. That was a question I had as well. Like, are all of the announcers going to be at the same time? But I don't think they're announcing four games at once. Mm-hmm. I don't think you could do that. The only way you could do that is maybe get the speakers closer to the fence and then you could do it, I think. But this is the more inexpensive solution, where you're putting the speakers on the building. You know what I mean?
Any other questions?
Good.
So what they're looking for, what staff is looking for, is a motion to approve the purchase of sound equipment for Lions Park concession stand for the amount of $18,000. Now that's above and beyond the quote from the second lowest.
I'll make that motion with using ARPA funds.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay. Any unfinished business to come before the council? Anyone? Any new business?
I noticed that, I think last week, the weeds were going crazy in the alley, but I noticed, I think they may have hit them last week, right? They're starting to go down.
I actually saw this.
I think it was a little late. I think we'd like to get them a little earlier than that.
I think it was Tuesday morning I saw the sprayer out.
Yeah,
they're early in the morning.
This is their first year; they're just getting set up.
Yeah. So I figured that. Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
But it's not going down pretty good with the heat. So
they were down on Broadway spraying in the morning. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Good.
Anything else for tonight? I'll adjourn this meeting at 6:09.
That's another one.